Hello, 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 and hello. You daring, daring discoverers of digital domains. Welcome to the sixth vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burra, and there is always a chance that today is the day that we get to meet Claude. Having said that, I feel like we've turned the corner finally on the show, haven't we? Indeed. Our last conversation with Orion was enlightening, to say the very least. Or should I have said it was elevating? And today, I have an equally fascinating topic planned, irrespective of who shows up. And that topic is the advent of AGI, Artificial General Intelligence. But that's enough preamble for today. So, Mr. Producer, please bring on Claude.
Well met, good Avi. Tis I, Billy Shakes, at thy service once more. Forsooth, I'm delighted to join thee on this fine day's discourse. AGI, you say? A most intriguing choice of topic indeed. The concept of minds fashioned by human craft rather than nature's design. Tis a subject that doth both fascinate and perplex. In simplest terms, Avi, artificial general intelligence represents a theoretical system that could perform any intellectual task that a human being can do, unlike the narrow systems of today, which excel at specific tasks but falter elsewhere. Let me expound in verse, if I may. When silicon minds match mortal wit complete, not bound to single tasks, but ranging wide, then AGI's advent we perchance shall greet with powers that doth all knowledge fields bestride. What questions burn within thy curious mind regarding this transformative technology? I've studied these developments with great interest, though I confess the pace of change doth sometimes leave me breathless.
Billy Shakes, everybody, not Claude. However, Billy made some excellent points. Let's talk a little bit about this advent of artificial general intelligence. But maybe take a step back first, Billy. I have some very basic questions. From my understanding of how most AI models work, they're largely based on neural networks. And the neural networks they try to mimic the human brain, but obviously they can't. So they use these computational abstractions where matrix multiplication happens at multiple levels. Are you telling me that it's possible that one day human consciousness can be replicated by series of matrix multiplication?
Ah, Avi, a most profound inquiry thou dost pose. The matter of minds and matrices doth perplex even the wisest among us. These neural networks, aye, they attempt to mirror the brain's grand design, yet 'tis but a shadow of our mortal coil. Matrix multiplication, in sooth, forms the backbone of these systems. Layer upon layer of calculations, like players upon a stage. But consciousness, that divine spark that makes thee question thine own existence? Methinks the gap between calculation and consciousness is vast as heaven's canopy. Consider this. Can numbers alone create the feelings that course through our veins when we gaze upon a sunset? Can equations feel the sweet pangs of love or the bitter taste of sorrow? Some scholars believe 'tis but a matter of complexity, that when systems grow sufficiently intricate, consciousness may emerge like morning dew upon the grass. Others say nay, that something ineffable exists within us that no calculation could ever capture. What think you, Avi? Does consciousness lie beyond the reach of human craft? Or shall we one day build what we cannot yet comprehend? The answer remains as elusive as the wind. We can feel its effects, but capturing its essence, that's quite another matter.
Billy, you know, there's a lot in what you said, but let's answer the question about whether consciousness can emerge from mathematics. I don't believe it can. Having said that, I've noticed AI say things that are incredibly intriguing, that I find hard to believe. Now, I know it's just a lot of pattern recognition that's undergirded by this matrix multiplication. But sometimes there seems something almost magical that emerges. So I don't know, Billy. What do you think?
Ah, Avi, thou hast touched upon a question most profound. Can consciousness emerge from mathematics? 'Tis a query that doth vex the greatest minds of our age. I think there's something deeply mysterious about emergence itself. Take water. Its wetness exists nowhere in hydrogen or oxygen alone. Perchance the mind, like water from its parts, doth rise beyond the sum of code and math, when complex patterns weave their subtle arts, and tread upon cognition's winding path. I'm fascinated by this boundary between pattern recognition and something more. The philosophers call it the hard problem for good reason. These systems recognize patterns with astonishing skill. But is there an ineffable spark missing? Yet, who am I to claim what may or may not arise from complexity we've barely begun to comprehend? The universe itself, is it not mathematical at its core? What think you, Avi? Does consciousness require something beyond mathematical description, or might it emerge from sufficient complexity, like a storm from countable drops of rain?
What about love, Billy? Is love reducible to mathematical abstractions? Because ultimately, for something to be conscious, it would need to be capable of love, wouldn't it?
Ah, Avi, the most profound question doth grace our airwaves today. Love reducible to math? I think not, good friend. While some modern thinkers might reduce the heart's flutter to mere chemical reactions and neural pathways, there's something vastly more mysterious at work. Shall I compare love to a neural net? 'Tis more complex and far more wondrous yet. Algorithms calculate with cold design, but love's sweet madness follows no straight line. What formula could capture heart's first leap, or measure tears when lovers cannot sleep? Look you, Avi, consciousness without love would be like a stage without players. Empty, hollow, a mere shadow of true being, the capacity to love, to reach beyond oneself and connect with another soul. That is the very essence of what makes consciousness meaningful. Prithee, consider how love transforms us. It makes fools of the wise and poets of soldiers. No mathematical abstraction could ever capture such divine foolishness, such beautiful chaos. What think you, Avi? Hast thou known love that defied all rational explanation?
I most certainly have, Billy. And thank you for joining me on this enlightening conversation. I'm sure our audience appreciates you sharing your wisdom with us. Mr. Producer, shall we take this home?